This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer. We'll soon be on the Ohio River in Louisville. But first, Mamie Smith from Cincinnati, also on the Ohio. She made her way to New York via vaudeville, touring groups, dancing, singing, and acting. Mamie Smith, The Lure of the South.
I'm feeling lonesome, homesick, and blue for my sunny Southland. When nights are falling, I hear the Southland calling. I'm heading home as soon as I can to my sunny Southland. When my luck starts breaking, there's a trip I'm taking where the cotton pickers work and prune in the fields of white. You'll hear their tune. I'll tell you that's the lure of the South. When you hear that steamboat whistle blow and the lazy waters churn below, I'll tell you that's the lure of the South. Everything that I've made since I started to roam, everything I would trade to be back south and home. When you hear birds singing all year round and you feel you're feeling homeward bound, I'll tell you that's the lure of the South. Working in the cotton fields beneath the sun, dancing in the moonlight when the work is done, singing happy songs and always having fun. My southern paradise, where my mammy's waiting at the cabin door, band strumming, humming on the river shore. I won't say I'm happy till I'm south once more, beneath the southern skies, where the cotton pickers work in the fields of white. You hear that tune? I tell you that's the lure of the South. When you hear that steamboat whistle blow and the lazy waters churn below, everything that I made since I started to roam, everything I would trade to be back south and home. When you hear birds singing all around and you feel you're feeling home and bound, I tell you that's the lure of the South.
The Missouri River brings the Mississippi River most of its mud, and the Ohio River brings most of its water. Ohio is the main branch of the lower Mississippi, traveling through Indiana and Illinois along the Kentucky border. I boarded the Belle of Louisville on the Ohio River to check out the steam paddle wheeler built in 1914.
My name is Jim McCoy. I'm the chief engineer on the Belle of Louisville. We are currently southbound on the Belle below Six Mile Island, heading to the 4th Street Wharf, looking at the Indiana Bank.
Yeah, that's right. It's Indiana one side and
Kentucky on the other, correct. The Ohio splits the two states. It's a very pretty scenic portion of the river.
So tell me about what's going on here and all these engines and steam valves and everything.
We operate one of the oldest continuously operated steam plants in the world. These engines date to the late 1880s, early 1890s. They were used when they were put on this boat in 1914, and we meticulously maintain them.
A lot of moving parts there for that paddle wheel.
There are a lot of moving parts, but if you notice, everything operates at a very low rate of speed. Probably right now doing 10 RPMs on the paddle wheel, which translates to about 6 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Every time you warm the engines up, it's a slow process. They're cast iron, obviously. You want to give everything a chance to heat up and expand at its proper rate, maintain water level properly in the boiler, and just baby this stuff along, for leave it for the next guy.
This is the 21st century. How does a man learn to run the engine room of a paddle wheel steamer?
I started out just sweeping up chicken bones and with an oil can in my hand, and just continued from there. Always been a student of history, never thought I'd be living it.
You look very calm.
Well, you have to be. You do your job, you rely on your training. I was blessed to have some tremendous mentors when I came on board. And
were they old steam guys?
Several were old packet boat guys, old steamboat guys, and they had retired from their jobs by the time they came to the Bell in the early 1960s. To give you an indication, they were as old as the century.
In the original days of the Bell, it ran packages, as you mentioned, a packet boat. It probably ran some livestock,
everything,
all kinds of goods up and down the river.
Exactly right. I've seen a picture of this boat with 100,000 bushels of apples on it at Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, and cattle and just whatever, freight. But they did have the vision to put the second deck, to put an accommodation there for an excursion trade as well.
What does the river mean to you? How important is the river in this town's life?
It's vital. I mean, in the history of our country, this was the interstate. This was the highway. Once man figured out he could float something down there, it was a lot easier than carrying it. And you see that today. You see all these barges that are carrying just massive amounts of commodities, cargoes and things, and still plays a very vital role.
Is there any music you associate with the river?
I sing all the time around here.
Oh, yeah? What do you sing?
Usually Stones or...
Oh, you sing the Rolling Stones?
Oh, yeah, you know.
I would think maybe you'd be singing Big Wheel Keep Turning for the
Riverboat.
Yeah,
you know
world.
What Proud Mary is, don't you? It's horse manure. The story goes, the old-time boats back in the late 1840s, 50s, and 60s, Proud Mary was something that would burn hot in that furnace, and they found that pine knots, hams, lard, and horse apples burn very hot in a boiler. That's the story I've heard, and I'm sticking to it.
Ike and Tina in their heyday, singing about Proud Mary, which we learned from the engine room of the Bell of Louisville, is a special hot fuel for steamboat boilers. And by the way, the bluegrass duo on board the Bell was Merle Thixton on banjo and Kent Hatchin on guitar. So when all the passengers and crew had gone home, it was Sunday afternoon and I was alone by the Ohio River until I started talking to some fishermen.
What you fishing for?
Catfish.
Caught anything yet?
No, I ain't caught nothing yet. They ain't biting today.
Is this a good spot?
Yep.
What else you catch besides catfish?
Carp and buffalo fish.
Yeah. You're running two rods here?
Yep.
What you baiting with?
Chicken liver.
Oh, the catfish like the chicken liver?
Yep.
How long you been coming down here to fish?
3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
I just go across the waterfall.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, over in Indiana.
What you catch over in Indiana?
Same thing, catfish, buffalo, bass.
Would you get a reputation at the other site with those fish? They all took off, so you come to this side?
It's rough for a while.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to your buddy here, okay?
Okay, then.
What goes through your mind when you're looking at the river with your fishing pole?
Oh, man, it's just relaxing. It's just very relaxing. A whole lot of stuff, seeing the boats, seeing the people. Quiet.
I see you're watching the tip of your rod.
Yeah, it keeps bouncing.
You think that's just a wave, or you think it's something out there nibbling?
Something nibbling. It come take a little nibble, and then you ain't watching your pole, you can take off with it.
I think you got something back there.
Oh, there you go.
There he goes.
You might have robbed me.
I didn't know the catfish were thieves down here.
Yeah, they'll pickpocket you quick. Still tugging a little bit.
You might need one of those three-hook deals or something. We got two men, we got four poles, we got zero catfish.
We almost have enough string in here to go across the Ohio River. Wing them out.
Hey, I'm gonna catch something.
That cast was a far one. You almost hooked that barge, man.
Hey, trying to get it out there so it'll turn it over enough. Them fish love when that water turns. They know it's bait right there for them. Seat right here. Just wait on the board.
You gotta be patient.
Oh.
Hey. Let's see what we got here. Hey, look at that. What you got there?
An old catfish.
What do they call them?
They call them fillers.
It's a nice looking little fish.
Yeah.
Success.
They're big enough to hook, they're big enough to cook.
Hey, good luck fishing, man.
Thanks, man.
Good to see you.
You too.
Yeah.
River Runs Deep, a life meditation from Oklahoma's J.J. Cale, his 1972 LP, Naturally. Before that, Fishin' Blues, recorded in Chicago in 1928 by Henry Ragtime Texas Thomas. And he played guitar and quills along with his singing. Thomas was from Big Sandy in Texas. And I love that African-American quill playing, rarely heard on record. But the song Fishin' Blues was covered by many people, from Doc Watson to the Lovin' Spoonful. And fishing remains in style, as we learned from a couple of catfishers on the Ohio River at Louisville, Kentucky. We are back with melancholy, comedic, and tragic scenes down by the river when American Roots returns.